For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I need the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
I'm Dan Soder.
And I'm Big J. Okerson, and welcome to the Bonfire Podcast. You can hear our full show every day on SiriusXM.
Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
And now, the Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder.
This Frontier passenger allegedly touched two flight attendants' breasts,
nice.
Then screamed his parents are worth $2 million before
Sweet.
Punching a flight attendant.
$1 million per tit, honk honk.
Frontier.
By the way, your parents worth $2 million is an oddly low brag.
Yeah, dude, that's not that cool, dude.
If you're saying my parents and you're about to follow up with money, dude, it's got to be...
Tens of millions.
It's...
Tens of millions.
It's got to be mid-tens of millions.
Like 50?
Yeah, you know what? I think you have to get above 20. Mm. The sound of 30 million goes like, now you're getting to that, like, you can't ever spend it in your lifetime money.
Yeah.
You know, even when you spend $20 million, you still have 10 sitting there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you get into that kind of money, 2 million? It's like, my parents are $2 million, and I still need partial financial aid.
Yeah. And I'm still, I mean, we're still, you know, we're paying off our mortgage, but it'll get there.
Yeah, that's like...
A flight attendant, Frontier, suspended the crew for duct taping the passenger to his seat as they landed. His name is, he's 22-year-old Max Berry.
Oh.
Look, him is his Instagram up after this video.
Man, Miami really does produce dildos.
Real dildo factory.
It really is. It's, you know what?
It's been seen 2.6 million times, too, which is like...
When really, you're encouraged to see, when you're encouraged to wear pastel colors as a man,
I don't like
it's
it.
A bad culture.
Yeah, unless it's Easter or golf.
Yeah, or Carnival.
Carnival.
I will accept it in Carnival.
A soft spot in my heart for Carnival. Because you go down there, and honestly, you get swept up in it.
All of a sudden, a creamsicle polo makes sense.
All of a sudden, these linen shorts don't look so stupid.
They don't now, do they?
Now, do they?
Now that we're at Carnival.
Did Jacob leave? Did he quit the show?
His internet went out.
I'm here.
Oh, sweet Jacob.
Oh, thank God, sweet Jacob.
Oh, God. All right, let's watch this video.
Yes! Fucking suck. My parents are worth more than fucking $2 million goddamn dollars. And you know what? You fucking suck. Yeah. You know what? My grandpa is worth more than fucking
Dude, that's so fun. Pause that. My grandpa is worth more than yours. Is that what he said? Guy's got the full mask off, just yelling, and you're like, dude, come on.
Like, is this trolling?
Yeah.
It's really got
I think he's just hammered. I think he's hammered.
Have you seen that trolling could actually get you somebody? I mean, they're fucking hilarious, but you know those guys? I think they're at Moon Tower. Aren't the two guys who did, like, the Chad Kroeger and whatever... We're here for
the city council meetings.
City council
in LA,
about partying.
They had to fight for the right to party.
Yeah. And Britney's been renaming like the water thing. Britney's. Remember those videos?
Yeah. Those guys are at Moon Tower.
I think they're at Moon Tower.
They're comedians.
Are they both comedians?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought they were like YouTube type.
I don't think they've been in it very long, but they are comedians.
Oh, yeah. That'd be fun to meet them.
Yeah.
Like those videos, that was bought. Those stupid people take it. Like where is this zoning for exactly?
Yeah.
I was a loner until I found partying and my bros and the camaraderie.
We should bring up Moon Tower again after this.
Huh?
We should bring up Moon Tower again after we watch this.
Okay.
Why?
Because it's just going to be us, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Really?
Yeah.
No Black Lou? Why?
No Black Lou, no Jacob.
Why?
After this video, we'll tell you.
All right.
Okay.
Are we in trouble?
No, it's just what it is.
Are we making a scene?
Do we do something bad?
No, come on. Let's have
fun. Does Jim hate us?
My parents are rich. Let's go.
All right.
Shut the fuck up!
Yep, and that's a swing. Takes a swing at the male flight attendant, gets pushed down, and then...
Hey, female flight attendants, get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah. And then they're just taping them. They just, dude, getting filmed while you're taped to a seat like that.
You think they're going to get fired?
I don't know.
They're suspended.
They're suspended right now. Look up Max
the
Berry.
The staff is suspended? The crew?
Yeah, for doing that.
I mean, so what else?
He was an Ohio man.
What could
was
they
arrested
done?
After creating a ruckus aboard a Frontier Airlines flight from Philadelphia to Miami.
There you are.
The alleged culprit, Maxwell Berry, was accused of assaulting a male flight attendant and inappropriately touching two female attendants. According to police, he had downed two drinks while on the flight and had ordered another one, after which violence ensued. So that guy was hammered and woke up really regretting what he did in a fucking jail cell, wherever they landed. Yeah, dude. You wake up and you're like, wait, what? You took a swing at the flight attendant.
You think that personality is coming out of that guy?
No.
He screams, I have two. No way. When he gets that, he's like, you guys are fucking stupid.
That's why I want to see. Oh, yeah, he's a fucking dickhead.
Fucking pussy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Okay.
Look him up on Instagram. I want to see if he's...
He's an Ohio man.
You ever get worried like one of your half-brothers would show up? Like one of these where you see it and they'd be like, no, oh, my God.
Great. I'm like, I know that guy. That's my brother.
Oh, my God. That's my brother who took a fucking
don't take
swing.
No shit. Don't take no shit.
Also, dad has $2.2 million.
I wonder why they're suspended.
For taping him.
Versus what?
I don't know.
What's the other option? If there was a fucking, I agree if there was an air marshal there.
They shouldn't be in trouble in my mind.
At all.
Well, it's probably why they're just suspended. Who knows if that's like a week thing or
they're like take a week off,
yeah,
have some cocktails.
Why would you be cost money in your life for doing that?
I don't know.
That seems weird. Like what did they do? Like they were doing their job and this guy's screaming, fucking throwing punches.
This kid sucks. I bet his parents suck even more. I bet his parents really fucking
Dan,
suck.
Dan. They're worth $2 million.
You're right.
So they're high society.
Oh, boy. I don't want to rattle things that high up.
Or he goes, they want to scratch off.
Yeah. My dad won a lotto night at a rib shack. He took the annuity. So he gets $7,500 every month for the rest of his life. Totaling $2.13 million.
Yeah.
There. And my grandpa.
Now. Grandpa,
you
want to
get into some real wealth?
Who I was named Maxwell.
Oh, Max! Oh, baby, are you okay? The mom picking him up in jail. Oh, my little Maxwell! I flew down on the. Well, we don't have a private jet. We only have $2 million, so I flew first class. Yeah. But even that, I flew Comfort Plus on Delta.
Yeah, I have 14 different colored Titleist hats.
Yeah, dude. All my shirts are orange.
They're all
lime
orange.
Green. Could you not find his Instagram?
I can't find it yet. I'm still.
I bet he fucking. I mean, those are like one of those things you got. He's deactivated.
There's a lot of. There's also a lot of Maxwell Berries coming up.
Well, he probably doesn't
look
go
Ohio.
By Maxwell Berry.
He's probably Maxi Fat Stacks. Look up that.
Look up Maxi Fat Stacks. Just on a whim.
Guys, understand. The way that.
Let's just say probably you're going to get something.
The way this guy talks, I'm just guessing. Maxi Fat Stacks might actually, you know.
And also STAXXX.
Yeah, oh, a lot of X's.
Fat Stacks.
Let you know he's adult. Fuck you guys. It's so funny.
I can touch tits. My parents have money. Dude, who's wearing a fucking camouflage head wrap who's not intervening in this?
They're
enjoying.
Laughing.
Oh, yeah. They're enjoying it.
Yeah, they're just enjoying it.
They're like, this
it,
white boy about to get.
Yeah. What he doesn't realize is the system about to fuck his ass
oh,
up.
Oh, dude, that's great to have two black guys behind just loving this, so laughing their ass
yeah,
off.
Yeah, just like, oh, look at that. Oh.
Oh, it might be women. I think women wearing head wraps.
Yeah. Oh, dude, having just a row full of black women laugh like that while you're getting taped up, bah! You know, and you're like, my mom's going to be so mad. My mom's going to be so mad.
I'll tell you what I'm pretty impressed by, that they were able to duct tape him to the fucking chair.
How do you do that? How do you do it? Do you hold him down?
I mean, who's holding his arm? You feel like it'd be hard to do to somebody flailing.
Can I tell you right now? I'm going to throw a couple headbutts. If I'm fucking holding your arms down and you're moving, I'm going to fucking headbutt you.
Oh, if you're trying to duct tape me?
Yeah. And I'm going to pop you right in your nose.
Noses would be broken. Yeah. Teeth would be lost.
Bam. I'd just be I'm fucking butting you.
I'm like, try to put it on my mouth. Yeah, get close with it. Boom. Get close with it.
Boom. Fucking. Guys, he's bucking.
I'll open my mouth so wide you'll never get that tape on
also,
me. I'll eat that tape.
If you're going to go viral, go viral. Make horse noises.
Start bucking. Can't tame the wild stallion.
Oh, sorry. Oh, you didn't know this breed could run. I'm going to be in first class. I'm going to take the cockpit.
Now, Lou.
I think it may be this one that's private, but I can't tell totally.
Max W. Berry.
Oh, I'm not the guy from the fight.
That's really fucking funny.
I am not the guy from the flight. When you have to change your bio to that because you're getting so many DMs that are like, fucking kill yourself, dude. Like,
Maxwell Berry. What a common name.
Dude, that's he should be on Suicide Watch.
My buddy Glenn's last name.
Berry?
Glenn Berry.
Glenn Berry.
Yep.
You know.
No relation.
Glenn Berry.
Glenn Berry.
It's me, your cousin. Max Berry. Wondering if you got that $2.2 million.
We used to call him Blueberry Strawberry Glenn Berry.
It's a good nickname.
It's a great nickname. It's long. It's worth it. Now, what he's done, Lou, tell me this bad news. I'm preoccupied in my head now.
So
I can't even think straight. I'm so frustrated.
For the Moon Tower Festival in Austin, Texas,
yeah.
Do you guys still want to do it if it's just you two and me and Christine as the team?
Well, we're doing it no matter what, but why?
We got to do it.
Why is the... Yeah, we're booked for it.
Right, but yeah, for the bonfire, to do the bonfire down there.
We're booked to do the bonfire down there. It's like sectioned off already. But what's the, why are we being broken up? First year ever.
Jacob, Lou, you want to say?
I'm not completely out yet. So Lou's not gone, obviously, because of Hendrix, but I mean.
Yeah, you don't want to catch that. You don't want to catch that variant.
That Delta variant is a little scary.
Actually, I can't hear Lou.
Oh, wait. Oh, he's on the other mic next to Jay. That's why. Right?
They're all up and on.
Yeah. All right, this one. Try this one. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm so sorry for everyone that's listening. Oh, God. No, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're just worried about the Delta variant.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a second. You guys are opting out to go. You guys are opting out.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine. We had the option to go.
Right. Yeah. No. That's fine. We were just making sure you weren't stopped.
I thought people in charge were... breaking us up to some people who some people can't.
I understand that. I understand you're not comfortable. You don't want to go to Austin because of the Delta variant.
No. Plus, you don't want your AIDS to turn down there.
Yeah. If the Delta variant gets into your bloods, it'll your turn AIDS, your AIDS worse.
When it goes from HIV to AIDS, when it turns, Jacob.
That's going to greatly affect your cocktail you take every morning. The 46 pills you have to slurp down to live a regular life.
Throw popcorn in his mouth.
He goes, anyways, this one's for my blood. This one's for my T cells. This one's
I'm still not 100% out.
Okay.
Nice.
All right. What if
totally cool. I was getting preoccupied. Yeah. I thought they were told. I thought you guys were said, like, for some reason, no Lou and no Jacob.
Yeah, I thought we were being stopped.
No.
Well, your tone sounded like that, Lou, because you think Lou? They're both being faggots by not coming.
Whoa.
That's exactly what he's trying to do.
Yeah. I am not talking about Jacob's lack of loyalty.
Lou can't wait to tongue kiss homeless guys. Jacob? Down there. He loves everybody.
Jacob has zero reason to not come. I completely understand.
He is in the most contagious capital of the world for fucking
you're down
diseases.
In Florida right now.
This might be a step up.
What's wrong with you? You're in Florida.
Jacob.
This is the healthy choice, Jacob.
Jacob, this is the only year I'm not
going. Buy Austin a drink, Lou.
I will.
Can't wait.
Jacob's coming.
Lou's on his way, Austin.
Black Lou needs to protect his family. Jacob, you need to get your ass to Texas.
Just for this year, though.
You don't have the love of a child or a woman in your life.
Yeah.
Why would you not come down with us?
You can at least get some sweet homeless pussy.
Yeah. Homeless pussy? Actually, dude, you crush ass in fucking Texas, dude.
Yeah,
it's your
dude.
Town.
That is your fucking... That's your.
I love Texas. I didn't say I was out. That's
you sort of said you were out. He's out. Yeah. You know what? Black Lou's doing Black Lou's doing that thing where you've had this conversation where you're not going, but you're nervously not saying it officially to us.
Yeah.
I've seen it. He goes, I've done that where I'm like, I'm just telling him I'm not doing the show. I'm just telling him I'm not doing the show. And they call me. He goes, we're really excited to have you for the show. He goes, excited to do it.
That is.
Fuck.
Katie has watched me do that over 100 times.
Cancel.
I'm not doing it.
I'm canceling the show.
I'm not going to do this. And then she's like, what do you got? I'm like, I go to Brooklyn and do that show. Why?
I thought you were going to cancel. He goes, I said I would and I didn't.
I don't know. The guy seems
excited. Look at you in the face and lie to you.
All the time. Girlfriends are just there to hear the shit you talk that you don't back up. They're like, fuck, no, you know what? Fuck that. I'm going to say it to his face. And then you see him, what's up, buddy? She's like, really?
Oh man,
really? That's the noise. Yeah.
And Christine's big on this too. She does it a lot. I try not to because when you do, you feel like speaking indefinites that are never going to happen.
Oh, I'm absolutely going
to
do that.
My ex was huge on that. I'm never talking to this person ever again. Friendship
ever.
Is absolved.
Ever.
And then like a nonstop.
Can they come over for dinner?
I'm just yeah.
Yeah.
I get it. It's over. It's officially over.
It's done. It never is talk again.
Done, dude. Becky Young getting you was one of my favorite stories ever. That was the best, worst one, when your roommate breaks up with a girl and then right away he's like,
Jesus Christ.
What? How do you feel about that girl? She's gone.
That's happened
now
to me twice.
And you go, she's a piece of shit, hunk of shit garbage that everybody hates and doesn't want to be around and smells bad. And then when you come back home 2 days later, like they're watching TV on the couch, you go, hey,
look who's back. Dude, the weirdest.
And now he looks kind of at you. He's like, you think she's a piece of shit. I'm back in love with her.
It's happened to me 3 times with close people. Vecchione, with another person. I almost gave away the name. They got divorced. And I was like, hell yeah, dude. They didn't even trust the marriage. And now they're thriving back together.
After divorce.
Yeah. They separated. They didn't get a full divorce. But they were going to, when he said, you know, we're getting divorced, I was like.
I know what we're talking about too, is. I think, and you do. And I thought that was like, and I thought it was actually on his end, it was like, yeah, I was treated horribly and everything was like fucking terribly wrong. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, okay, you got away from that.
Yeah. I was vocal about it because I was at their wedding and I was like, yeah, dude, I didn't even want to be at the wedding, honestly. I didn't think it was going to work. And then now he's like, well, we got it going and everything works out. And you're like, fuck, look, love. Love is a funny thing, isn't it?
I appreciate Whew. That.
And then my roommate, Handsome Pete, dated this girl and Vecchione broke up one of their fights. Like he was back in those special needs schools where the kids with emotional issues. He had to break up a fight like that. Like he came home and she was like on top of him hitting him. And he was like, all right. Like broke it up. And then the next day, Vecchione and I were there, and, you know, I lived in the windowless room, and I just come out of the room, and his door's open. I'm like, shit popped off last night, huh? He's like, yeah. And I was like, that's fucking nuts, dude. That girl's a problem. And he's like, yeah. And then I looked, and Handsome Pete's door was cracked open, and she was just in bed reading a book and absolutely heard all that. And I was like, oops. I just walked right back into my room and shut the door and went to sleep for like 2 hours. I was like, well, there's no one in that this.
So,
I hid from her when her and her mom came to the house to pick up furniture.
I'm in the bathroom forever. I hid
in my bedroom under the covers because I was like,
that fight like close to the end? Did that fight happen?
Yeah. And then like I was hungover. I was really hungover and I filmed this like weird sketch thing and I got home and Handsome Pete called me and he's like, she's on her way with her mom right now. She has a key. They're going to come in and grab some furniture. And I was like, zoinks. And I ran in my room and turned the light off and like hid in my bed. And I heard him come in and I was like, oh, shit.
Pull the covers over.
Yeah, dude, I was completely under the covers. I was like, shit. And it was kind of fun. I was like, oh, shit.
And you're just listening to every noise?
Yes. And I was waiting for them to talk shit. Because they're like, is anyone home? No. And I was like, oh, shit.
A full-on eavesdrop.
Yeah. I was like painted.
Should have
like,
pounded dick behind the door, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're all alone.
Yeah, your daughter's a fucking slut. Yeah. She was the one where they broke up, and then when they got back together, she walked in, and Vecchione and I were on the couch, and she walked in, and she went, the bitch is back. And I was like, I don't like you.
Oh,
I don't like you at all.
Guess who's Bizak? DJ Lou, I have to assume you and your brother have.
Oh,
that,
my God, that had to have happened.
Just getting back with somebody that the other one just hates.
Oh, yeah, going through that right now.
You're breaking up with your girl?
No, but they don't get along.
Bad.
Yes.
Do they yell at each other?
That's
awkward.
I don't know what I have to edit out, but One of them sent an angry text to the other, and now when she comes over, it's very fucking awkward.
Which one?
Do they say anything?
No, they don't say anything, and I have to traffic cop them. You stay in the room, you come out. Like, it's the worst feeling ever.
But
the good news is I just signed a lease yesterday, and I am moving to Brooklyn in 1 month.
Yeah. What part?
Prospect Park.
Buddy, I'm going to tell you something. I don't think you're far. Isabella's moving to Brooklyn.
Well, I'll watch out for her.
Please do.
There you go.
I'll help her.
Look
in
at
need.
You, dude. That's fucking awesome. So, a brand new place for both of you.
Yeah. And it's like a nice high rise just built. We'll be the first people living there. Rent controlled. I really stepped in it.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be the first time I'm leaving my twin brother since the womb.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That is.
Do you think that's going to be genuinely, like, hard?
I think so. I think I'm going to miss him.
Dude, don't say it out loud anymore. I got to tell you, at your age, it sounds crazy what you just said.
Yeah, no, but there's like, I mean, I think twin law is different.
Yeah, you're supposed to get over that around 15, 16, I think. I don't know if that's supposed to take you deep 40s.
Not when you're best buddies like we are, Jay.
Yeah.
Well, you guys do not like the same kind of women, apparently. Does he feel like she's Yoko in the band?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, pretty
much. He's not psyched to live on his own.
He may be. Is he staying in the place? He's going to keep the place, right. He's going to keep my apartment.
Talk about someone listening to Coldplay and looking at the walls all day. Dude, we're losing Pearl Jam things. Now it's my Pearl Jam wall.
Look at all the... You could see the smoke staining the outside where it was. That's the original color of the paint.
Oh, man. Look at all that yellow. Look at all that yellow around that white that was covered by a poster of Eddie Vedder. A man.
He was my yellow.
He was my yellow.
You've left and it's all yellow. The walls are all yellow.
Lou took his pictures and posters off the wall.
It was all yellow.
Everything was all yellow.
Because of tobacco.
It was all ripping butts indoors.
Does your brother smoke too?
Yeah.
What?
Like, it never leaves his mouth. Like, he always has one biting onto it. Like, he doesn't use his hands anymore.
Oh, I like that. He's your at least I'm not that. Yeah. I have those people. I have those people.
I'm healthy over here.
Yeah. I'm like, that guy's eating 3 pieces of pizza. What a tub of shit.
All right. Have 2.
What a tub of shit. I thought 2's the limit for adults.
Hey, tugboat. You have 2.
I'm always upset that I can only have 2. Mm-hmm. I really nurture that second slice, dude. I kiss the cheese.
What are you doing?
I used to always eat like 3 or 4 or 5 slices of pizza growing up.
I was a 4.
Tub.
If I was splitting a pizza, I would split a pizza. If I was more than 2 people, you got to get more than 1 pizza,
sure,
would be my argument. And I thought that always because I'm like, well, I'm going to have 4. And then if the other person is a fucking pussy, then I'll eat the 5th that they don't eat.
Damn, dude. 3. I stop at 3.
Your whole life?
So petite.
Your whole life?
Yeah, most of my life I've been a 3 pieces of pizza.
Crush pizza.
I'll go, if I go for 3, I'm being a bad girl.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I do now. If I have a 3rd piece of pizza.
Hey, what's going on? This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Let me tell you something right now. The winter is leaving and the spring is coming. There's a lot of things happening. We're going to be hanging out again. We're going to be with each other again. You know, barbecues and going to the lake. And maybe your battery's awesome. Maybe your life battery's charged. But maybe you're a little sad. Maybe you don't know what's going on. But I'll tell you right now, I need somebody to talk to on a regular basis because I can't do this stuff myself. I can't figure it out. I get into trouble when I start doing it on my own. My best thinking has gotten me into a lot of trouble. So what do? I talk to somebody. I use another person to bounce stuff on, to help me with self-awareness, goals, and achievements. I get them to get me thinking on the right path so I can do the things I want to do and be the person who I really am around the people I love, especially with this summer coming up. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, which I love. You don't have to go in 45 minutes, find a parking spot, go upstairs, wait in a creepy room with some sound machine, and then see somebody you know walking out as you're walking in. Designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapies anytime you want for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bonfire today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bonfire.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscriptions, subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple-checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now. Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And of course, that is Prize Picks, everybody. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's very simple. You're picking more or less than the projected stats on 2 to 6 players. If you pick right, you win. That's it. For example, Tyrese Maxey. Maybe it says he'll score 13 points tonight. If you pick more and he scores more, you win. You pick less, he scores less, you win. It's that easy. You against the numbers only. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
1 of 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Goose.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Bueno note, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non parliamo molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Hey, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
No. Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled BABBEL.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So now. Especially, okay, when you start getting older, you're like, this is real bad.
Yeah, when so I get naughty. Slices, I only get one.
Oh, no way, dude.
So naughty.
That's just to keep my blood level, my blood sugar level up.
No, pizza, I do 2 slices, and then I'll go, if it's, again, just 2 people splitting a pizza, I'm taking the, ripping the cheese off that 3rd and 4th slice and just eating that, like, cheese and meat, no carbs.
I'm keto.
Gross?
No, he's giving it a nod.
Making a gross face, like, ugh.
We've eaten so much cheese off of pizzas from low-carb days.
Yeah, a lot of cheese off pizza. Tell you what, though, I can do, I don't have no questions on my mind. I can always order a burger bunless. Doesn't bother me in the least.
I like a lettuce wrap burger. Like don't that. Mind it at all.
Yeah, doesn't really bother me at all. Now, you on a day when you're like, hey, you're having a burger, like barbecue or something like that,
yeah.
You go, it's like, ah, damn it.
How much time do we have left?
We got to do about 15 more, I'd say.
That's speaking fine. Of eating.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Why don't we bring up that? We never got to it on Monday.
Can we order pizza for the live show here?
The dad that murdered his son.
Oh, yeah.
The Colorado dad that killed his son for eating poop.
Do we have enough time?
Wearing a red bra. We got 15 minutes.
Okay.
I think we could, 15's about perfect for this.
Perf. Yeah, okay.
Let me look at my thumb. Check it out.
Oh, he looks like a shit eater.
Dude, he looks like Mark Hamill, but like one gene was left off.
No, it just looks like when he was drunk off the spice.
He looks like Duke Skywalker. I ain't Luke. I'm Duke. I'm a little bit different, brother.
Duke Skywalker should really be a character or something.
Sorry, brother.
Dude, he just rolls his own cigs.
I gotta tell you right now, being the son of a Sith, not the easiest.
Not that.
Well, sure, if Yoda and Ben Kenobi suck your dick, you can end up like Lucas. Me? Ended up on the dark side of life.
Now I want to know if we could order a pizza pie for our live show as a family.
Do you want a pizza?
Maybe.
Jay?
I want a slice of pizza.
Do you want a pizza?
Now that we said it.
Toasties is still open.
It's Taco Tuesdays, though. Is Toasties good pizza?
No, but delicious sandwiches and nice tuna.
We're not going for sandwiches. We said we get a pizza for the group.
I had pizza last night, but I'll still eat it.
Oh, you're a good man.
I'll eat this.
Let's find out about this Colorado dad who was found guilty of killing his son who found his lewd diaper pics. So he found the pics. He's a good-looking kid, too. A jury didn't buy Mark...
Dad's a weirdo.
Redwine? Is his name Redwine?
Yeah.
Mark Redwine's defense that his 13-year-old son Dylan was likely attacked by a bear or a mountain lion.
Likely.
Oh, fuck. So this is a brutal murder. After 6.5 hours of deliberations, a Colorado jury found Mark Redwine guilty of second-degree murder for killing his 13-year-old son Dylan in a fit of rage after the boy found photos of Redwine wearing a red bra and eating feces from a diaper.
How does it suck that you go all the way to the extreme of murdering the person who saw the pictures of it, your son, and then you get caught for that, you go to jail, and now everyone knows anyway.
Yeah.
Now you're a child murderer and the weirdo who eats shit with a red bra.
Yeah, you don't have to go to fucking family therapy. Now you have to be in prison for the rest of your life.
I'd rather he goes in there, but what if he goes into prison and he goes, just tell him I killed my son, don't say the other stuff.
Can you not tell him why I killed my son?
Just tell him I'll take the rapings, but like, yeah, don't tell him about the poop stuff, please.
Also, just tell him I'm like crazy and I look like fish-eyed Mark Hamill.
Dude, what if he just becomes a human toilet?
He probably will. He's probably going to love it.
Duke Skywalker, human toilet?
Duke Skywalker, human toilet. It's hilarious.
Hey, guys, I heard it was corn day down at fucking mess hall.
Who's ready to feed this Sarlacc pit? I'm going to suck up some. Give me your Boba Fetts so I can eat it. That's what I call turds. I call their turds Boba Fetts. He awaited the verdict with his hands folded and showed no emotion as it was read. Go down.
That's funny. He goes, you are guilty of second degree murder. He goes, yeah, I saw that coming.
After years of delay. So.
Saw that coming.
He was last. Oh, this was like 2012. Durango. Oh,
by this point,
at
this point, has someone been aged that he could have taught him how to eat shit and wear bras?
Yeah, dude, you guys could be into it. It could be a family activity.
What if someone's like, no, Dad, I'm into it.
He had arrived in Durango, Colorado for a court-ordered visit with his dad. No, something a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Amid a contentious custody battle between Mark and his ex-wife, Elaine Redwine. Dylan and Mark had argued and fought the last time the boy was there.
Can I say this, Dan, also, as a person who has a child and is not with the mom anymore, I'll tell you this. You're into eating feces out of diapers and wearing a red bra and taking pictures? Why are you fighting for custody?
Yeah, why are you trying to
let her have custody and do your thing?
Yeah, eat your poop and wear your bras, dude.
Yeah,
Dylan doesn't want to pay.
Huh?
So he doesn't have to pay.
Aha. Dylan and Mark, as they said, had fought. Dylan didn't want to stay with Mark and asked a friend if he could sleep over at his house, a request that was denied by Mark, according to the indictment. That evening, Dylan made plans to meet a friend the next day, and he never showed up. Mark reported Dylan missing, but the investigators didn't buy it. Dylan Redwine's blood was found in multiple locations of Mark Redwine's living room, including on the couch, the floor, and the front of the couch. Yeah. Oh, it's the bear got in the house.
Oh, the bear must have came in.
DNA testing showed that Dylan was the source of the blood on the love seat and could not be eliminated as a contributor to the mixture found in the blood found on the couch, floor. Redwine's girlfriend, dude, this guy's still pulling ass, eating shit out of wearing bras. Oh. At the time, explained
Redwine's girlfriend commented,
hold on, baby. I can't get it out. Redwine's girlfriend explained, claiming Dylan had cut his finger and bled in the living room about a year before he disappeared.
Oh, it was a year old.
A cadaver
dog.
You
remember someone cutting their finger a year ago?
Bullshit. In 2013, a cadaver dog located.
Remember that cut I got? Remember that cut I had in 2014?
Remember that nasty cut I had right before the pandemic?
Okay, Dan. We started doing the show, and I got a cut on my finger
and you don't remember.
6 years ago, and you don't remember that.
And you remember exactly because I went like this. And you went, what? And I went, I cut my finger.
Dude, remember that headache you had 6 months ago?
During a subsequent police search of the house, a sniffer dog picked up the presence of cadaver scent in various locations in the home. Two more years passed before Dylan's skull was discovered by hikers about a mile and a half from where the rest of his remains were found. Mark's defense team conceded Dylan was likely attacked by a bear or a mountain lion. However, Red Wine was seen driving an ATV down the same road where Dylan's remain would be discovered days before a search party was due to look for the body. Prosecutors argued that Mark Redwine was the only person with a motive to kill Dylan. They alleged he decapitated his son in an attempt to get rid of evidence that could link the boy's injuries back to him.
Jesus Christ.
Damn. Okay. The indictment said that Mark had previously reacted violently when Dylan's older brother, Corey, challenged Redwine about compromising photos in early 2012.
Hey, so Redwine, get a safe.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus Christ, do your weird shit and hide it from your children.
Dude, his son from a previous marriage took the stand.
He goes, where'd you find these pictures of me? He goes, dude, they're in the fridge.
Like, I don't know why it doesn't make any sense. They're in the photo booth. You have a photo book with all of our baby pictures, and then it's just you munching turds. Yeah,
fanned out on the coffee table. I thought it was weird, too.
Yeah, you did it like it was a photo booth at a wedding. Among other things, Redwine hadn't been particularly interested in helping searchers look for Dylan's body.
Ah, he's gone.
I don't know. Took off. I
figured... Look, he just bites into a turd like a candy bar. He goes, he gone.
I don't know. This turd is loose.
He goes, hang on. Yeah, I think he's been dead.
I don't know.
Turd's talking to me.
I'm getting turd talk right now.
I'm picking up flecks of
he goes, this one's earthy.
Flecks of ragweed, which is growing up there.
And there also I taste the light scent of columbine, which is very prevalent in Durango. I figured Marks knows something, Brandon told the courtroom. Can you go down, Christine? I didn't know what he knew. I didn't know how he knew it. Redwine appeared on the Dr. Phil show. Oh, find that. Click that link. Click that fucking link, dude.
Oh, my God.
Philip so got to him. Well, I heard you were
search
just
for
eating,
Dylan.
I heard you were eating turds. Is that not true? You don't love to just munch turds?
Hey, Duke Skywalker.
hey, Duke Skywalker, wave your hand in front of my face and tell me you don't love.
If you were like, hey, draw a guy that likes to eat shit.
Yeah, I mean, I get my eyes like this, and they go, perfect.
Hey, it looks like Dennis Wolfberg.
I have seen the photos, said Corey Redwine. It shows him wearing women's clothes and makeup and a diaper and then eating his feces from the diaper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to be careful. Call it disgusting until you go, it's disgusting. My dad's wearing women's clothing and a bra and pants. You go, easy. He's just expressing himself. He goes, and then eating shit out of a diaper. He goes, okay. Universally, we can all hate that.
Yeah. Okay. Because we almost had him as like a kink shaming.
On a kink shame where maybe he's trans. He doesn't even know yet. Eating shit, there's no, all letters of LGBTQ and all the pluses, none of those actually have like an inborn shit eating thing.
What if I told you they just added a T to it, so it's two T's?
Turdies?
Turd eaters. Trans and turd eaters.
Trans and turd eaters.
And poop eaters. But dude, yeah, you can't. I just want to hear what this guy talks like.
Let's get a lick.
Yeah, I wish I knew, but I don't know.
His son is missing, and his family suspects him.
I do believe that Mark took Dylan to punish my mom.
I don't like you. I hate you. You have been nothing of a father.
His ex-wife.
He has a violent temper, and he snaps easily.
I'm not a violent person.
A fuck girlfriend you.
I'm a turd eater.
I do not believe Mark would harm Dylan in any way. How dare you point the fingers at somebody when you have no proof?
That's his
lady,
mom.
You don't have the right to speak to a mother with a missing child with that kind of judgment.
He's the only one who's not looking for Dylan.
Oh, this is before they found him.
I've done everything.
Yeah. This is from 2013, dude.
Oh, wow.
This is fucking 8 years ago.
Oh, my God.
I like that Dr. Phil got such a real fucking thing on his show.
He goes, I don't know what happens. And that's 2013. I was on enough Quaaludes to just fucking die, dude.
The poop eater did.
Oh, my God.
He did. He ate poop. I had a feeling he did it.
I got some pictures. I need to hide. That reminds me, I got to get a new safe.
I'm gonna eat Maggie's turds a little bit, trying to get into some light BDSM. That's why
I call her my little gordita. Squeeze it out and eat her little poops. Come here, my little gordita.
This fire's like raisinets in my mouth.
Come here, my little quesarito. It's gonna suck the turds out your butt.
Yeah, you play the rest of this.
God, I want Taco Bell now. I want a quesarito.
Ooh, I want Chick-fil-A since we're here.
To be involved in every aspect of what's going on to find him.
Then,
answer my was his question. Son a wigger? Did he deserve it?
Hell is going on here.
The story continues backstage.
Information about where that boy is. You need to tell us.
This is
let me smell your breath. There better not be doo-doos on it.
Oh, I smell that dookie on your tongue a mile away. I knew you were a turd eater. I even said it to our producer.
I felt it.
I said, these mountain people are different. They love the feel of satin on their nuts.
Dookie doo.
To silence his family's suspicions.
Are we going to do this?
Let's do it.
The polygraph drama.
Of course there's polygraph drama.
And then it took another 8 years for them to finally bring justice. Well, good news is that poop-eating fuck face is gonna go to jail for a while.
Second degree murder.
Bye bye.
That's funny. Are you interested in looking for your son?
What's on? No. Are the Olympics on?
Yeah.
What event?
It's funny. He looks at the screen and goes, no.
Oh, so
put in 7 minutes and 12 seconds, I will.
Yeah,
game clock, though.
He goes, do you think we could get back by 3 p.m.? Tombstone's on AMC.
He's even watching DVR. He goes, what do I have, a TiVo? Like, you got money? You know how much money it costs to keep people quiet about eating their turds?
I got a missing kid here, and I got to grease a lot of palms if people are going to say that I love to munch turds.
Oh, man. I love it. He's in jail, and they know about his eating. What he killed his child for. Yeah,
what you killed for. Didn't work.
Doesn't matter anyway. Now you're just you're in every possible way a piece of shit.
Yeah. Go, hey, man, you know that's the Colorado.
He's gonna say, I wanted custody of you. Why'd you have to find my dookie ball pictures?
Also, if they send him, depending on what prison they send him to in Colorado, he could be up there with some of the big boys. Because there's like a fucking supermax in Colorado.
Red wine.
He's like, I'm just going to munch this little turd. Take a picture
come
real quick.
Come drink my pee.
He's putting on the diaper. He goes, so, can you get that red shade out that I like? He goes, okay. No. Is baby ready for dinner? No, is bug eyes?
Dude, prisoner's bending over. He goes, all right, open your mouth. Here comes the doo-doos.
Hold on. The kitchen is open.
He goes, let me whip you something up real quick.
Oh, our special today is going to be a little firmer than normal.
Oh, I'd say pair this with a red wine.
You know what? Let's check if we have a nice Cabernet Sauvignon. Because I am pushing. You know what? I'm stressing. And I might put some berries. I might put a little berry juice in this. I've been having some loose ones.
We have to go.
Hey, if you live in Raleigh, North Carolina, go see Big J tonight through Saturday, August 5th through the 7th at Good Nights. After that, he's going to be in a little city called Denver, Colorado. I'm pretty familiar with it. Tampa. Oh, also, he's going to be in Tampa August 20th to 21st. So go to Tampa. Tampa and Raleigh, get your tickets right now. Go to BigJComedy.com and get your tickets. And then Denver, Pittsburgh, and San Diego, he's on his way.
Pittsburgh is Ari Shaffir, one night with Ari Shaffir.
Hell yeah.
Two shows.
At that improv?
It's that Sunday after Denver.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, I'm just flying.
Awesome.
I'm flying right to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Denver, Pittsburgh, and San Diego. Go to BigJComedy.com. Also Raleigh and Tampa. Go get your tickets right now.
Raleigh, Tampa. Dan Soder going to be at the Punchline in Sacramento August 12th through the 14th. Comedy on State in Madison, Wisconsin, August 19th through 21st. After that, coming up, Maryland, Tempe. Ooh, hiccups, Milwaukee. For tickets and all their tour dates, of course, go to dansoder.com. Billions coming back.
September 5th.
September 5th. Bonfire Podcast. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday on all major platforms. Please download, rate, review, subscribe, wherever you listen. Smash that like button.
Smash it, bitch.
Our videos are back up, too, so check those out on the app.
And hopefully more studio time.
And hopefully more studio time coming. Yeah, we were in the studio today, but you know that.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings. And full shows always on SiriusXM.
Hey there. I host a show called Therapy Gecko, where I dress up as a lizard and talk to anonymous strangers from the internet about their lives. They tell me their relationship problems.
I found out that I was related to the guy that I was dating.
Their hobbies.
I collect my roommate's toenails and fingernails.
Their secrets.
When we did not have toilet paper, I would use the shower curtain.
And also sometimes kind of serious stuff.
I have anxiety when I talk to people.
I'm also sometimes joined by celebrity guests like Doja Cat, Lil Yachty, Bobby Lee, and Eric Andre. Some of the more interesting calls we've gotten recently include a guy who argued with a demon living on his wall, a caller drunk at his job at a middle school, and a caller wondering whether or not he should transform into a dog. So if you're sick of your own life and you want to get lost in the life of a stranger, search for Therapy Gecko wherever you get your podcasts.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.